Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Let's sing hymn 89. 89. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For tonight, we will discuss Psalms number 106. Psalms number 106. So, this Psalms, it is a psalm of history. It is a psalm of history. Here, in this Psalms 106, we can see a confession of Israel's long history of rebellion and a prayer for God to once again save his people. So, this is a psalm, confession of Israel's long history of rebellion and a prayer for God to once again save his people. But very important here, we can see God's steadfast love despite Israel's rebellion and unfaithfulness. So, we can see God's steadfast love despite Israel's rebellion and unfaithfulness. This Psalms 106 can be divided into three major parts. It can be divided into three major parts. The first part, verses 1 to 5. Introduction, verses 1 to 5, introduction. And then, verses 6 to 46, verses 6 to 46, we can see Israel's history of rebellion. And then, verse 47, prayer for God to save his people. Prayer for God to save his people. So here, we can see these Psalms divide into three major parts. Since this psalm is very long, we will go through to read it as we go through discuss different section. Okay, let's see the first section, that's to say introduction, verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, all give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness all times. Remember me, O Lord, in your favor toward your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. So in this part of introduction, verses 1 to 3, we can see, praise to the Lord for His mighty deeds. Praise the Lord, this is hallelujah. So praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. How is the Lord good, or how is His loving kindness everlasting? So here, it speak about the mighty deeds of the Lord. So the mighty deeds of the Lord is that we are able to see Israel's long history of rebellion, but then we can see God's steadfast love despite Israel's rebellion and unfaithfulness. That is to say, His deliverance, the salvation of the Lord. So give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His loving kindness is everlasting. So who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth His praise? So verse 3 gives us the answer. Those who keep justice, those who practice righteousness, these are the people who are faithful to the covenant. So these people who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times, so they can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth to all His people, or to show forth all His praises, because they truly experience this loving kindness of the Lord. So here we can see that is praise to the Lord for His mighty deeds. And then verse 4 and 5, we can see prayer of request to share in the future of God's people. So the psalmist here also call upon the Lord, remember me, O Lord, in your favor. So here we can see verse 4 speak about favor, and then salvation. Verse 5, prosperity, gladness, glory. So here we can see, that is to say, the psalmist, a prayer of request to share in the future of God's people. That is to say, speaking about favor, salvation, deliverance, prosperity, gladness, glory. All these come upon who? Verse 4, we can see your people. Verse 5, your chosen ones, your nation, your inheritance. So this also manifests the mighty deeds of the Lord, His loving kindness towards His people. So here we can see favor, salvation, deliverance, prosperity, gladness, glory towards who? Your people, your chosen ones, your nation, your inheritance. So God's people are the chosen ones. That is the nation of Israel, God's chosen ones. And then they are God's inheritance. So in this part of introduction, we can see praise to the Lord for His mighty deeds, and then a prayer of request to share in the future of God's people. Okay, now let's see the main content, verses 6 to 46. Verses 6 to 46, so we can see Israel's history of rebellion. Let's see verses 6 to 12. We have sinned like our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have behaved wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your abundant kindness, but rebelled by the sea, at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, He saved them for the sake of His name, that He might make His power known. Thus, He rebuilt the Red Sea and it dried up, and He led them through the deeps as through the wilderness. So He saved them from the hand of the one who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not only not one of them was left. Then they believed His words. They sang His praise. So verses 6 to 12 recount here Israel's history of rebellion failure. So verses 6 to 12 speak about events at the Red Sea. Events at the Red Sea. So the author identify himself with the nation. So we have sinned like our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have behaved wickedly. So recount back the events at the Red Sea. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. Even though the Lord did many wonders, standing the plagues. Through them, Israel is the release from bondage. But they did not remember your abundant kindness. They rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Faithlessness when they saw the pursuing Egyptian armies. So they rebelled by the sea. Nevertheless, we can see he saved them for the sake of his name, that he might make his power known. So he rebuilt the Red Sea, it dried up. So he led the people through the deep. He saved them from Pharaoh and from the enemy. So the waters covered the adversary, not one of them left. So at the time they believed his word, they sang his praises. This is in Exodus chapter 15. They sang the praises of the woman folks. So here we can see, despite Israel rebellion, the rebellion at the Red Sea, we can see the Lord's faithfulness, the steadfast love of the Lord. So from verses 8 onwards, nevertheless, he saved them, delivered them for his name's sake. Let's see the next one, verses 13 to 33. 13 to 33, continue the event in the wilderness. Israel, many rebellion during the wilderness wandering. Verses 13 to 33, Israel's many rebellions during the wilderness wandering. Okay, let's see verses 13 to 15. They quickly forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. They crave, but crave intensely in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. So he gave them their request, but sent a wasting disease among them. So here we call back how Israel, after they left, they thirsted or crave, they asked request for water, meat, and then especially the event here in Kibroth Hattaavah, the event in Kibroth Hattaavah. In Numbers chapter 11, how they thirsted for meat, and then so God gave them their request, but sent a wasting disease among them. And then verses 16 to 18, when they became envious of Moses in the camp and of Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and engulfed the company of Abiram, and a fire blaze up in their company. The flame consumed the wicked. So here we can see the event of Korah together with this Dathan and Abiram, their rebellion against Moses, Aaron, Korah's rebellion, recorded in Numbers chapter 16. And then next part, verses 19 to 23. So the event in Horeb, they worship the golden calf. Verse 19, they make a calf in Horeb and worship a molten image. Thus they exchange their glory for the image of an ox that eat grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wonders in the land of Ham, and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses or his chosen one stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them. So we can see here the events recorded in Exodus chapter 32. So they make a golden calf in Horeb. They worship the molten calf. So here we can see they forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wonders in the land of Ham, that is to say the land of Egypt, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, God would have destroyed them, but have not Moses interceded, and then also because of God's steadfast love, faithfulness, they would have been destroyed, but the Lord, that is to say, did not destroy them. Let us see, verses 24 to 27. So now we can see the event, spying of the land, the faithlessness, the bad report, and then the rebellion. Verse 24. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word. They grumbled, but grumbled in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of the Lord. Therefore he swore to them. that he would cast them down in the wilderness, and that he would cast their seed among the nations and scatter them in the lands. So here we can see this part of the spying of the land. We can see their faithlessness or the bad report, and then the people rebel. Let's continue to see verses 28 to 31. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and interposed, and so the plague was stayed, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness to all generations forever. So here, now record the event that is to say the event of Baal or Peor recorded in Numbers 25. Numbers 25. Just now, the earlier part, the spying land, spying of the land, the faithlessness, bad report, the rebellion recorded in Numbers 13 and 14. So now here, verses 28 to 31, Numbers 25, the event in Baal of Peor. And then here we can see Phinehas, because of his zeal, and then how the plague was stayed, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness to all generations forever. So we can see that this Phinehas, coming from the line of Aaron's son Eleazar, and then how later the priesthood, especially the high priest, come from this line. And then let us see verse 32, 33, 32. They also provoked him to wrath at the waters of Meribah, so that it went hard with Moses on their account, because they were rebellious against his spirit. He spoke rashly with his lips. So here, verse 32, 33, we can see the event at the waters of Meribah, recorded in Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20. So here, we can see how they strive with God and strive with Moses. They strive with God. We see verse 32 upper part. They also provoke him to wrath at the waters of Meribah. So they provoke the Lord God to anger. Verse 33 upper part. Because they were rebellious against God's spirit or his spirit. So they strive with God. And then you can see the verse 32 lower part. So that it went hard with Moses on their account. Verse 33 lower part. He spoke rashly with his lips. So they strive with Moses. It went hard with Moses on their account, because Moses spoke rashly with his lips. So here we can see verses 13 to 33, Israel many rebellion during the wilderness wandering. Now let's see verse 34 to 46. 34 to 46. Israel apostasy in the promised land. Israel apostasy in the promised land. And then we can see God's stern measures in the promised land. The purpose is to purge the people and the land to give them a future, a hope. Let's see verses 34 to 46. Let's see verses 34 to 39 first. They did not destroy the people as the Lord commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and learned their practices and served the idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their son and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with the blood. Thus they became unclean in their practices and played the harlot in their deeds. So here we can see Israel apostasy in the promised land. And then here record events from the period of Judges. And then later, even to the Babylonian exile. So they did not totally destroy the nations. And then instead of being affected, they followed the custom, the practice, the religious custom practice, the tradition of the land, and then defiled themselves in worshipping idols. So the people and the land were polluted, were defiled. Let's see verse 40 to 43. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. Then he gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were subdued under their power. Many times he would deliver them. They, however, were rebellious in their counsel, and so sank down in their iniquity. So we can see here, God's stern measures in the promised land, because of the people, But the purpose is to purge the people, to purge the land, to give a future of hope. So the anger of the Lord was kindled. So the Lord abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hands of the nations, especially the Babylonian captivity exile. So the people were exiled for 70 years. So let's continue to see verse 44 to 46. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered his covenant for their sake, and relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness. He also made them object of compassion in the presence of all their captors. So here, verses 44 to 46, we can see, so the Lord's steadfast love, he's a God who keeps covenant despite Israel's rebellion and unfaithfulness. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. So he remembered his covenant. So he relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness. He also made them object of compassion in the presence of all their captors. So later, the Lord allowed them, these people, to return. So this is to purge the people and the land to give them a future of hope. So verses 6 to 46, we can see Israel's history of rebellion, despite their unfaithfulness, but we can see the steadfast love of the Lord, the loving kindness of the Lord. And then now let's see verse 47, the prayer for God to save his people. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nation. Give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. So a prayer for God to save his people, to deliver his people. Yes, the Lord will deliver his people, allow them to return after 70 years of captivity. So here we can see these Psalms record the history of Israel, long history of rebellion, and then the prayer for God to once again save his people. We can see God's steadfast love despite Israel's rebellion and unfaithfulness. So here we can see where sin abounded, grace even abounded more. And then verse 48, it is a closing for book 4. And then we can see next is already entering book 5. So verse 48, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is a closing for the whole of book 4. And it is also a closing for this chapter truly. Today, we bless the Lord, God of Israel. We bless the Lord God from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord, because of his loving kindness, steadfast love, despite rebellion, our sin, the Lord continue to love us. We give thanks to the Lord. Now we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How to get the
We will now recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family, author, and seal tonight. Peace be to all. May the Lord bless. Amen.